morning. Welcome to Christ for Us. This is Pastor Rolf Preuss. That portion of the Word of God that we shall read and consider this morning, the Holy Ghost has caused to be recorded in St. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9, where we read as follows, in the name of our Lord Jesus, "Hallowed be thy name." Let us pray. These are your words, Holy Father, sanctify us by the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Hallowed be thy name. What does this mean? God's name is indeed holy in itself, but we pray in this petition that it may be holy among us also. How is this done? When the Word of God is taught in its truth and purity, and we as the children of God also lead a holy life according to it, this grant us, dear Father, in heaven, but he that teaches and lives otherwise than God's Word teaches profanes the name of God among us. From this preserve us, Heavenly Father. These words are from Luther's Small Catechism that explains the six chief parts of Christian doctrine in simple question and answer format. It's been in use in the church for nearly 500 years and is the most widely used catechism within Christendom because it is so simple and clear in expressing the teaching of the catechism. We are now taking a look at the third of the six chief parts of the catechism, namely the Lord's Prayer or the Our Father. Hallowed be thy name. How can you make holy what is already holy? Since God is holy, so is his name. God's name is who he is. It is his identity, his reputation, his nature, his attributes, his commands, and his promises. God's name is who God is. When we are baptized, God's name is spoken over us while water is poured on us. In this holy washing, God's name and our names are joined together. We become God's children. His name becomes our identity. I am a Preuss. That's P-R-E-U-S, one S. My name is not Prius or Preuss. It's Preuss. My father was Robert, his father was Jacob, his father was Christian, and his father was Herman. I identify with my father, his father, his father, and his father. And when I learn of Preusses in America who have abandoned the faith that the Preusses have confessed and have turned to false teaching, I am personally offended. As a Preuss, I want my name to be honored. But to keep your family name holy is a fruitless exercise. Everybody's family has skeletons in their closets. Nobody's perfect, except for God. God's name is holy in itself. And this is why, when we pray, the very first thing we ask of God is to keep his name holy among us. God's name is kept holy among us when his word is taught in its truth and purity. God's name is kept holy among us when we live holy lives according to his word. False teaching and sinful living among us Christians profane the name of God among us. We who bear his name in holy baptism treasure that name above anything else we own. To have God's name resting upon you is to have God himself. We pray, Our Father, who art in heaven. We pray to the true God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. The first commandment is, you shall have no other gods before me. We pray, hallowed be thy name. The second commandment is, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. To take God's name in vain, to misuse God's name, includes more than cursing and swearing. It includes lying and deceiving by God's name. Teaching false doctrine and saying God said it is lying and deceiving by God's name. Teaching the pure doctrine that God teaches us in the Bible is to hallow God's name and to obey the second commandment. I just celebrated the 40th anniversary of my ordination in July. Preaching the pure gospel is a high privilege. Is there anything greater than preaching and teaching God's word in its truth in purity? Yes, there is. It is to believe it. God said it. That settles it. I believe it. I believe it because God said it. Hallowed be thy name. Faith hallows God's name. Faith lives on every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Faith is intolerant. It will not tolerate false teaching because false teaching is an assault on faith. We must distinguish between faith and love. Love bears all things. Love puts up with abuse, lies, insults, and injustice. Love does not seek its own advantage. It is willing to suffer wrong. Love is imperfect in this life. We remain sinners until the day we die. Love is tolerant, not faith. Faith is intolerant. It doesn't put up with false teaching. False teaching profanes God's name. False teaching attacks Christ. For everything God teaches us in the Bible has to do with Christ the Savior. Strike at the pure doctrine at any point, and you will always be assaulting Jesus. Our love is imperfect, but Christ's love is pure, holy, and perfect. Perfect means it meets its goal. The goal of God's love in Christ is faith. His pure and holy living and innocent suffering and dying bring the love of God right out in the open, revealing it to the whole world there on the cross. This is where God's name was hallowed. This is where God's truth was manifest. This is where love swallowed up hatred and overcame it. This is where all of our sins were washed away. This love is communicated to us in the gospel. And this is why faith insists that the gospel be kept pure from any falsehood, any deception, or any human additions to it. When we pray, hallowed be thy name, we are praying that God's word will be taught in its truth and purity among us. More than that, we are praying that God will preserve us and deliver us from those who teach contrary to God's word. We are saying that the pure doctrine matters. It matters because it is from God. God is hallowed by the proclamation of, the believing in, and the confession of his truth. We are saying that we want God to lead us into holy living. Parents beam with pride when their children succeed. They love to tell others about their children's achievements. Children know that what they do will reflect well or poorly on their parents. We Christians, who have the right to call God our Father and who pray, hallowed be thy name, know that while God judges us to be innocent for Christ's sake, the world doesn't. God forgives us all our sins for Jesus' sake. He doesn't stand in judgment of us. He's gracious to us. This is what the gospel tells us and why we want that gospel kept pure among us. But the world that watches what we do does not regard us as God regards us. When we confess the teaching of God's word, the world doesn't appreciate what we are saying. We say that sinners need to repent of their sin and believe the gospel. The world hears only that we're calling them sinners, so they accuse us of sin. They point to our sins. They do their best to show us to be hypocrites. God doesn't put us on trial. Jesus paid our debt to God's law and set us free. The world puts us on trial to discredit us. When we pray, "Hallowed be thy name," we are asking God to guide and direct us to live the kinds of lives that honor his name. Job was a pious man. He prayed for his family. He honored God, and God honored him. He gave him a large family, much wealth, and everyone's respect. Satan went to God and told him that Job honored God only because God had been so good to him. "Take away what he has," Satan argued, "and Job will curse you." God permitted Satan to take away Job's possessions. Job did not curse God. Then God let Satan take away Job's health. He was destroyed, destitute, sick, and alone. His wife told him to curse God and die. His friends burdened him with bad theology. Job did not curse God. He hallowed God's name. Job knew that his identity was joined to God's. This was a couple of thousand years before baptism was instituted, but Job understood baptism better than most Christians do. He understood that God's name and his name were joined. And when we claim our identity as children of God, bearing God's name, united with him by our baptism, clothed in Christ's righteousness, filled with his Spirit, and living under God's fatherly care, we hallow God's name. We hallow God's name by believing and confessing the Word of God that is taught in its truth and purity. We hallow God's name by living holy lives according to God's Word. We hallow God's name by opposing all false teaching and unholy living that would profane it. Amen. I'd like to make a claim to you. We bring this broadcast to you every week. Nobody in our church would claim any kind of perfection for ourselves. And we daily sin much, and we must confess our sins to God. But one claim we can make, and we do make, and we make it with gratitude toward God, and that is this: we teach the truth. The Bible is a clear book, and we preach and teach the Word of God. Join us on Sunday morning, 8 o'clock Sunday morning at St. John Lutheran Church in Fairview, and 10 o'clock every Sunday morning at Trinity Lutheran Church in Sydney. We'd love to have you visit us. Check us out on the World Wide Web, christforus.org. If you have any kind of questions, the email address is right there. And please tune in next week for the next broadcast of Christ for Us.